Yesterday, we spoke with Baltimore's Police Commissioner Michael Harrison about duty to intervene, the directive that police must try to stop excessive force on the part of colleagues. Many cities are now instituting that mandate after three Minneapolis officers did not stop a fourth from killing George Floyd. As we said yesterday, Minneapolis had a mandate, and mandates often don't work. Because of the police culture, the blue wall of silence that surrounds and protects officers after an act of excessive force, Commissioner Harrison is an advocate of officers protecting each other before that incident happens. He says officers have to physically be taught to role play, reaching out and restraining fellow cops. Well, today we meet an officer who says she tried to do just that and was fired. Former Buffalo police officer Carriol Horn, who is black, says she physically intervened to stop a white officer who had handcuffed and subdued a black subject back in 2006, but was holding him in a chokehold anyway. Now, there was no video back then, and that white officer and other officers who were there said she had actually endangered the resting officer while he was struggling. She was fired a year before she would have collected a pension. She's been fighting to get that pension ever since and to get a law passed in Buffalo that will require a duty to intervene, but also protect officers who do. And Carriol Horn joins us now from Buffalo. Welcome.
Thank you.
Carriol, take us back to November 1st, 2006, and that day you responded to an officer in trouble call, walked into a house. What did you see?
I saw Gregory Kwiatkowski punching Neil Mack in the face. Gregory Kwiatkowski was the officer. Neil Mack was handcuffed in the front, which is not protocol. And Gregory Kwiatkowski was punching him in the face.
No. And what did you do?
At that time, I didn't do anything. You know, it was clear to me that he was under arrest. And me and other officers, along with Gregory Kwiatkowski, pushed, pulled, depending on which position you were in. Neil Mack out of the house, into the yard, and Gregory Kwiatkowski took Neil Mack, swung him around, and started choking him. And when he didn't stop, that's when I grabbed his arm from around Neil Mack's neck. That's when he came up out of that crouch position and punched me in the face.
The officer punched you?
Yes. And then when I wanted to have him arrested for assault, the lieutenant said it had to be investigated.
And you had proof that you'd been punched. Did you have dental issues?
Yeah, I actually had my bridge replaced. And my rotator cuff was also, there was a rotator cuff tear.
Well, you know that Officer Kwiatkowski and the other officers there absolutely denied your account of this. They say that you interfered with the arrest and, in fact, endangered him. And the investigators believe not just him, but the other officers who sided with him. But then, a little while later, Officer Kwiatkowski was actually sent to jail for excessive force, violence?
This wasn't the first time. He assaulted another officer after me. Actually, he choked that officer. But when he went to prison, federal prison, and brought up on those federal charges, he was the lieutenant over two other officers. And between the three of them, they pulled over four teenage boys, and one of the teenage boys was shot with a BB gun by one of the officers.
Well, it wasn't just that. This was in 2009, and reportedly, Officer Kwiatkowski pulled over those four teens, rammed their heads into a police car as they were handcuffed, and he did ultimately go to prison. But that's still down the road. After your complaint, the Buffalo Police Department brought disciplinary charges against you and then fired you. While you have Neil Mack, who was the suspect, he says you saved his life. Talk about that those complicated feelings you must have had for years now. Someone saying, thank you, you saved my life. Someone else is saying, you're fired.
Well, that is why I thought of Carriol's Law. So with Carriol's Law, first thing is the duty to intervene. If someone is being beat by an officer, the only people that can stop it is another officer.
Mm. You know, Buffalo has the mandate, the duty to intervene mandate. It doesn't work. Why do you think a law would work? Again, we talked to Commissioner Harrison, who says mandates won't work against this culture of police departments. You have to literally role play. You have to somehow get people who wouldn't think of doing what you did to do what you did. Why do you think a law would break it?
Because the police unions are part of the problem. If the police unions are telling police officers to break the law, then they are just as guilty. And they can even be prosecuted under Cario's law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that that's changing now? We mentioned this yesterday. We saw the officer in Orlando, a black woman, who, you know, shook her finger at a white colleague who was attacking a, did you see this video? Who was attacking a, yep. And she chased that guy away, and her police chief praised her. Do you think the combination of video, so we can see what's going on, and a police chief willing to praise someone like that will make a difference?
Even though a lot of them want to do the right thing, they can't. That's why it needs to be a law as opposed to a policy.
Yeah, a mandate. What did you think when you watched the video from Minneapolis of the killing of George Floyd and saw three officers? We now know at least some of the tape shows, and their lawyers say at least two of them said things, but they didn't stop it. What did you think when you saw that?
It was heartbreaking that no one did anything, that they valued money over somebody's life. So that's heartbreaking that we live in a world where it's money over people.
Well, it's also scary, though. I mean, we spoke yesterday about Officer Kang, who is a rookie, was a rookie that day in Minneapolis, is black, told his family that he wanted to become a police officer because he thought he could change things, like use of excessive force. And here's somebody who saw himself being different and stepping up, and in that moment, he couldn't. Do you have any sympathy for someone in that situation?
Well, I understand. But at the same time, if they would not want it to happen to them or any of their family members, then they need to use the golden rule, which a lot of us have been taught. The first training is home training. In my home training, I was taught that you are supposed to treat people the way you want to be treated. So to watch someone die, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And you're also based in Buffalo. We have to mention that city released a statement after the city said an elderly man fell, and they say they concluded that this protester, a man in his 70s, did trip and fall. And then the video came out, and we saw he was pushed. And not only that, it looks as if one of the officers in this moving line that pushed him wanted to stop. He wasn't allowed by the cops around him.
So everyone got to see how the department really is. And that is why Cario's law needs to be a law.
Our understanding is that, you know, you've been showing up at some of the Buffalo protests. So how were you treated by officers when you see them?
Well, there was what I call a bad cop rally. When the two officers were being brought up on charges, the union suggests that the officers come in support of them.
Well, let me just jump in here to clarify. This was when two Buffalo police officers were charged with shoving that older protester. Their fellow officers rallied to support them. Go ahead.
So I went down there, and they were saying things like, fired, no pension, no peace. So they were yelling those things out to me. And one guy said to me, I was pretty much at the wrong place.
Yeah. So the police are still coming out to kind of protest you. It sounds like they treat you like a pariah and have for over a decade. Why aren't you intimidated?
Because I know that a lot of them don't want to be in that situation, but they feel like they have to. They just feel forced.
Well, Carrie L. Horn, we're going to continue to follow your case. You have a legal team that's taken it up now, and we will keep an ear on it. But thank you so much for speaking to us about this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we did reach out to the Buffalo Police Department for a comment, but did not yet get a response.